Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family.
Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
To RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com.
Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Are you still there?
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com from Miami to the world.
Hey, this is Jacob Sisteran here. And if you guys really want to listen to some good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show.
Welcome, everyone. We are back here in the Roman Show talking mixed martial arts. Joining me, like always, my co-host, Guillermo Garcia. Guillermo, you all right, man?
Yeah, man. I was just hanging out with my niece and nephew, and I lost track of time there for a second, but, yeah, I'm here.
All right. As we got just a few, we got two more shows with you?
What was that?
We got two more shows left before you head out to Australia?
Yeah, I got this one, and then the one next week, and then the one the following week, and then next time. I'll be able to probably do the shows in Hawaii. No, the ones in Hawaii, I'll be in midair when you do that show. So I won't be able to do the one in Hawaii, but my second week in Hawaii, I'll probably be able to do that one.
There we go. All the way from Hawaii. That would be pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, and then after that, it'll have to be through Skype. You know, if at all, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get on Skype, but you know, the time difference might be tough. I might be working during those hours because it'll be 2 p.m. on the following day of the week, which is Thursday, when the show's on Wednesdays at 10 p.m., so it'll be tough.
Well, I could tell you this much, though. It'll be a lot of fun because if you were right now in Australia, you could be probably keeping up updated with that Sweden show that's going to happen this Saturday. Yes, finally, man. Finally, we get a mixed martial arts action this Saturday and on Friday. We have a stacked lineup of mixed martial arts events here in Florida and around the country. There are several shows taking place. XFC is having a show in Tennessee. CFA has a show this Friday here in Coral Gables. There's another show tomorrow actually taking place. Bellator has a show on Friday. And obviously, Saturday is the UFC all the way from Sweden. So I'm finally excited for the day. Guillermo, for the first time, man, I want to make the public announcement that right now, we've been having Aaron of countermove.com here on the show. He calls in every show to tell us about how to play some fantasy MMA. But guess what? We have the Roman Show tourney. That's right. If you head on over to countermove.com with a K, that's countermove.com with a K, you can enter the Roman Show tourney. So just choose the fighter of your choice, and you can win. You can win some stuff out there. You know, we'll send you some free T-shirts or whatnot. But I don't know about you.
The sprayers that cost money.
Yeah. It's on the house. You know, it's free. You don't have to pay anything. It's fake money, fake Monopoly money. But the point is, you'll be able to play. You'll be having some fun, and that is the Roman Show tourney. All you have to do is head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove with a K. I'm going to make very specific of that. And he'll be calling in later on today to tell us of how this thing is going to work. I'm pumped for that. I'm pretty excited. I'm not a big fantasy guy. You know, that I'm just not into it with, you know, the lack of time I have. But I'm obviously going to have to jump into this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to beating you, Roman.
I've already beat you in jiu-jitsu. I think I'm going to
but it's
going to
be for the one this Saturday, or is it going to be for the Rashad and John Jones?
Yep, for this Saturday. For this Saturday already.
Yeah, got to get on there and do that, man.
So that's all you got to do, guys. Head on over to countermove.com with a K. And just sign up and choose your fights and whatnot. In fact, I'm actually on it right now to speak, and I'm taking a look at it. So don't waste any time, guys. In fact, if you're on it right now on your computer, which most of you probably are,
countermove.com, you'll scroll all the way down, and you'll see it right there. It's the second to last, the Roman Show tourney. You can win, you can win some great prizes. It starts 4:21, 7 p.m. It says your start time, 4:21, 7 p.m. So, again, I apologize. It's actually for the Rashad Evans, not for this Saturday. So you can go ahead there.
It's a little late for the one this Saturday.
Yeah, it is. There's actually already some people out there. Badger Swag, Armbar 331, Eric Lake, Squid. These guys are already participating in the Roman Show tourney. So shout out to these guys out there playing on countermove.com. Big shout out to Aaron. He'll be calling us later on today. And there's 9 days, 21 hours till the Roman Show tourney. Countermove.com. That's Countermove with the King. And I want to give inform everyone that this Friday at the Coral Gables Bank United Center in University of Miami campus, CFA number 6, will be holding CFA number 6. I was actually enjoying out there the press conference today. Well, you have Luis Babu Palomino and James Warfield fighting for the CFA lightweight belt. Make sure you guys get your tickets. You can visit CFAfights.com. And you could also, if you don't live in Florida or South Florida, you can go to TFAfights.com and you can actually watch the show live from your computer for only $14.99. You can see it live, and I actually have the pleasure to be calling shots there. So I'll be following the action via Twitter. You gotta like the interaction, you know that? You gotta love it. You gotta get on Twitter. I know you are on Twitter, but you're not that active, right, Guillermo?
No, I sometimes go on there and read stuff, but I really don't post anything. I mean, if anything, I post a little bit more on Facebook, but I'm not really that active. I do more reading than actually communicating. But if somebody would, contact me directly, of course I would respond to them,
Yeah, it's always great to reach out. And in fact, a lot of fighters read back to you, which is the cool part about it. They always respond back. I think Jake Shields is one that replies a lot, and John Fitch is another one that likes to reply.
Yeah, John Fitch is extremely active on there. He's always on there putting up videos. Like when he was injured, he was putting up videos every week of his rehabilitation process, the stresses of recovering. And, you really get to know some of these guys, behind the scenes, stuff that you don't normally see, in the little pre-fight packages that they put on the UFC.
Yeah, so excited about that. All right, with that being said, Guillermo, I want to read some notes here before we get started and we wait for our first guest, which will be Charles Blanchard. Charles Blanchard actually was featured in The Ultimate Fighter. You remember him?
Oh,
the Ultimate Fighter, Charles Blanchard? Remember the teaser right now?
Did he actually make it onto Into the House, or did he lose in the preliminary round?
Yeah. But he lost in the preliminary rounds.
If he lost in the preliminary round, he got about 5 to 10 minutes of airtime in the entire season. So, that'd be pretty hard to remember.
Charles Blanchard will be calling in. He will actually be fighting this Friday on XFC, which airs on HDNet. He'll be fighting UFC veteran Corey Hill. This Friday, he has a nice record of 9-2 and has defeats against notable fighters like Douglas Lima. The guy has fought for King of the Cage and several other promotions, and that's Charles Bennett Blanchard will be calling in. Also, Sebastian Angel. He will be in action on CFA this Friday. He has a record of 2-0. And he will be fighting Patrick Williams. The guy is undefeated in both of his victories. Has been via submission. And he had an undefeated record in the amateur level. He is 5-0. So we await the phone call of Charles Blanchard. And later on, Sebastian Angel. But in the meantime, let's talk about a little bit of what's going on in the world of mixed martial arts, like Super Fight League 3, which this has been taking place in India. Now, we've had the president of Super Fight League here on the program, Guillermo, and the guy wasn't kidding when he said they were going to have big names, because now they're going to have Bobby Lashley versus James Thompson headline Super Fight League in India. It will actually take place on May 6th at the IGI Stadium in New Delhi. Great stuff coming out for these guys. Also on that card is Trevor Prangley and versus Baga Agav. Very exciting stuff coming out of this, and we just heard the news that UFC now will be airing in India, so this is a big market for CFA guys, CFA fans, Guillermo.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a big deal for India. You know, we talked to the guy who started Super Fight League here on the show, and he was telling us, look, there's virtually no MMA on TV over there. And I guess the UFC saw that Super Fight League has had some success over there, and they felt that it was time to jump on the bandwagon there with India, you know, being the second largest country in the world. You know, even if they get 1% of the people there to watch MMA, that's a lot of people, you know. So, yeah, I guess they got smart, and they're going to try to grow the sport there.
Yeah, it's growing little by little. India being the second most populous country in the world. So, need to see there exactly of what's going to happen with Super Fight League. And we just saw Todd Duffy get an impressive knockout. Not, was it this weekend? Or this past week that that happened? With,
oh, was that Roman?
With Todd Duffy. He got that impressive knockout over there, Super Fight League 2.
Oh, yeah, that was very impressive. Very, very impressive to knock out Neil Grove. He was the first person to ever knock out Neil Grove. Neil Grove has been rocked before, but he's very tough. And to actually finish him off in 30 seconds, that was amazing. And we'll see what happens here. But, you know, Super Fight League, it seems that they're trying to get these big, recognizable names. Not exactly the best fighters in the world, but big, recognizable names that will bring in people. You know, and usually what you get is with a lot of these third-world countries, the heavyweights really seem to draw more, you know. So that's what they've been concentrating on. They've been getting Neil Grove and Todd Duffy. Now they got Bobby Lashley and James Colossus Thompson, who seems to be headlining every full international card, even though, like, he's got a really mediocre record. He's got, like, a 500 record. He's famous for getting knocked out by a bunch of other famous names that are not such a big deal anymore, like when Kimbo blew out his cauliflower ear. So, you know, they seem to be getting these recognizable names of heavyweights who are not that great or maybe great one day but are not great yet. And we'll see. I mean, we'll see where it goes. But it's a very smart strategy because if you just put a bunch of unknown Indian guys in there, I don't know how well that would do.
Right. I know that Bob Sapp was in that main event, the first show. He was a big name over there, especially in Japan and certain pieces of Asia. So, to see these big names out there, I see where you're coming from with that. In other news, Rose Gracie might be possibly fighting Fedor Emelianenko. They are in talks right now. So that is a rumor that has been set with Rose Gracie fighting Fedor Emelianenko. I know they've been talks about who was going to be his opponent. They said that they might fight somewhere in Europe. Possibly, I heard Germany or in France or Italy. One of the states I can't remember right now. One of the countries. But it seems that it's going to be Royce Gracie, and they have not set a location. And they will be possibly with M1 Global, which is Fedor's management company. So Fedor is still in the hunt there. Another name that had been tossed around was Bobby Lashley, but that never happened. What do you think of that, Guillermo? Fedor is not the guy we used to know of, you know, that big dominant in mixed martial arts. So it seems like he's throwing guys at him.
Like, really, people think that if he wins seven fights in a row on the regional circuit against a bunch of nobodies, that that's going to get him back into the big time, even to a direct title shot. But that's just not realistic. He fought three top guys in Strikeforce at the time when Strikeforce's heavyweight division may have been stronger than the UFC's, and he failed. He failed miserably, you know, against three top guys over there. And it's not even their three very best guys. Well, you know, Verdum may be number three or four in the world, you know, but, I mean, Antonio Silva is no better than ninth or tenth at the best, you know, and you know, Dan Henderson's a middleweight. You know, I mean, what does that say? So, yeah, he's not what he used to be. A lot of people question his legacy, like, were the guys that he beat really that great in Pride? But, yeah, they were great. It's just that, you know, a lot of people, like Krokop, for example, was really that good, and he's just fallen off a bit here recently. And Nogueira really was that good, but he's also getting a little bit old. So people are questioning his legacy, but, you know, he did beat some great guys at the time. Those guys were the real deal. He was really that good. It's just that, I don't know if it's age or if it's just that he's not evolved, you know, as quickly as he should to keep up with the fighters that are coming out these days, but he is not championship material in the UFC, not at all.
All right, let's take this quick one. I believe it's Charles. Charles, is that you, Charles? Hello? Logan, you're there. Hello? Can you hear us? I am. Mission's there. We're waiting the phone call of Charles. Lashford will be fighting this Friday night at XFC, which we're air live on HDNet. Hello, caller. You're on the Roman Show. Hello. Guys, another participated. Hello, can you hear us? Hello? Number to call, guys, is 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. Follow the action on Twitter, at RomanDH, or just simply hashtag RomanShow. Again, I want to invite you guys to theconnormove.com, the Roman Show Tourney. You can participate there and start placing your bets for the next UFC pay-per-view with Rashad Evans and John Jones. Carter, you're there? I think you're having some difficulties there. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hey, is this Craig or Charles?
This is Craig, man. How are you?
Hey, Craig. Welcome, man. Welcome to the show. We're talking about MMA today and tonight. We're just talking about Fedor. But what are your thoughts on Fedor Emelianenko? Do you think we could see a rebirth to this guy despite his age and the guys he has recently fought?
You're commenting on who? I'm sorry. I was trying to...
On Fedor.
On Fedor. Do I think he's going to rebirth himself?
Right.
I don't know. You know, I don't follow that guy so much. But I do think that you know, for some odd reason, you know, I watch some of these MMA fights from time to time, and you see some of these guys take a real good beating, you know? And it just seems like once some of these guys actually do take a legit beating, it just seems like they're never the same. You know, it's like a confidence thing. Once they get that ass whipped a couple times, then that's it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's tough for some of these guys to come back because it's not that they can't fight. It's not that they're not good. It's not that they're not talented. It's not that they haven't trained hard enough. No, it's more like a confidence thing. You know, they know somebody else has got their number, and for whatever odd reason, you know, some of these guys, I'm not saying everybody, but, you know, some of these guys just, you know, hey, they get it in the head. They can't pull it off anymore. And maybe some of these guys, honestly, some of these guys should be cut from the cage. I mean, that some of these guys are fighting too long. I mean, you know, you take a look at Chuck Liddell. No offense to the man. I mean, he was a good thing for some time. But, I mean, it's like Tito, you know. Some of these guys, they're fighting too long. And it's like, you know, granted, they're trying to get a paycheck. But fact of the matter is you know, there are other guys that probably are more deserving than a Tito Ortiz at this point, you know? Regardless of what he's done for the sport, you know, this time to hang it up, you know? He's kind of washed up.
Right. It comes a point that, you know, you gotta listen to your body and say, hey, it's done. I can't. It's over. And you got to really, really, really consider being as a fighter. You know, you're a guy that's known to fight and hold your stand up strong and beat people up. But mentally, I mean, it's tough on you, so I see, like, a guy who Fedor, who tells himself, you know, I can still do it. Because he has that mentality of defeating all his teammates for a short time. But he was like, he had a ridiculous record. Defeated over 20-something people, and this guy at one point was unstoppable. So to come into now suffering some losses mentally is tough. But I definitely get your point there, Craig. I definitely get your point. And thanks for calling in.
Yeah, not a problem, not a problem. Hey, did you guys get a chance to check that MMA fight out last week out in Deerfield?
You know, we did not. Can you tell us a little update of exactly what happened out there?
I saw some matches, and I saw kind of what's going on, and you know, it's like I guess I don't want to offend anybody, so I'm gonna try to hold my tongue a little bit, but you know, I they call it an MMA show, and I don't want to bash anybody's show, but you know, if we're talking it's an MMA, you know, they're promoting it, but God forbid these guys, you know, they don't even own a cage. And they're putting on a show in a boxing ring. I mean, I kind of, you know, I don't know. I see it. I look at it. It just looks very low budget. Granted, it may be an opportunity for some guys to get in there and, you know, scrap that are amateurs or whatnot. But it just seems very low budget. It seems like if you're going to run a show, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on that. But if you're going to run a legit MMA show, shouldn't you, you know, at least own a cage and you know, bring, I mean, if you're going to charge $25 to head to get everybody in there and sell VIP tables and so on and so forth, you know, I would assume, you know, you got it together, you know, but, you know, it's in the boxing ring. I don't know, man. I'm kind of turned off by that. What's your thought?
Well, I mean, MMA and boxing, and Guillermo could attest to this. I mean, it's not a bad relation, as in Pride, they used to play in the ring, right, Guillermo?
Yeah, Pride used to fight in a ring. And, it was all sorts of problems with that. Guys would fall through the ropes. Anytime the guys would be on the ground and they'd get near the ropes, they'd have to stop it. They'd have to reset it in the middle of the ring and line up the guys exactly the way they were laying at the moment. Anytime a guy was about to get taken down to the ground, he'd intentionally duck his head through the ropes so that they'd have to restart the match and so he wouldn't get taken down. So it just caused all sorts of issues.
Yeah, that's something that I saw too. And as a matter of fact, I want to comment on one fight I saw. This kid, he's former wrestler, a kid named Matt Wagey. He had an amateur fight that night, and you saw for three rounds the kid flat dominated the opponent for three rounds solid. I mean, there was several takedowns. I mean, it was, you know, he had the legs in the entire time. It just, you know, it was three rounds of, you know, one-sidedness. And at the end of round three, I was, you know, they raised the other guy's hand and he really didn't do anything for three rounds. And I was kind of like shocked. I scratched my head like, what fight were they watching? I mean, they're charging $25 a head and the referees are asleep at the wheel over there. I you know, honestly, I kind of got it, gave me a bad taste in the mouth with this kind of, you know, you got a boxing ring, you charge $25 a head, and you got referees that are asleep at the wheel. I mean, I don't get it. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, pro wagey or anything like that. But you know, I did see that, you know, the kid dominated the guy for three rounds. I mean, I saw what I saw. I mean, just like everybody else, and even the opponent was going like, "What do you mean? You mean I won?" Even he was shocked.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow, that's something special. Yeah, I've seen a couple of that, and but you know, at the end of the day, to each his own. To each his own. But thanks so much, Craig. We'll be talking a little bit more here.
You got
on
it.
The show. All righty, Craig, and thanks for listening. We'll have you back here shortly as we're going to talk to some other stuff out here. But thanks for calling in, Craig. All right, guys. Guillermo, so other news here as we await, well, Charles, I got another call, Charles Blanchard, as we await him. But we're now awaiting the phone call of Sebastian Angel, who is fighting tomorrow night at CFA, Friday night at CFA 6 for the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. He'll be fighting Patrick Williams, a wrestler from South Dade High School. And I remember the high school had great wrestlers, especially their 215 guys, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, a little more than 10 years ago. They had phenomenal wrestlers coming out of them, and Patrick Williams is just one of those guys that came from that high school. And right next to it was South Ridge, Miami South Ridge, which also prepared great wrestlers, one of them being Mike Real, who now is on The Ultimate Fighter Live. Now, speaking about The Ultimate Fighter Live, Guillermo, one thing that a lot of people have been bringing up to me is the ratings. According to the ratings the latest ones here. And I want to do a compare and contrast here. Friday night's episode of the season 15 averaged a series low of 947,000 viewers on FX. Now, on MTV2, Bellator was taking place. And I know it sounds a little ridiculous, but they actually had an increase in viewership, believe it or not. Surely, they had 175,000 viewers on MTV2 compared to the 947 on FX. But the bottom line is that FX is in a lot more cable operators and dish operators compared to MTV2. At the same time, what is it that Bellator needs to do? I mean, you're competing against a reality show, and they only have just one fight in that show compared to, what, like four fights they have on Bellator, Guillermo?
That's correct. Bellator usually has four to five fights per show.
I mean, at
usually
the same
that's
time...
What, usually that's what, yeah, but remember, Bellator this week also had a title fight, which title fights in Bellator, for those who don't know, only happen like three or four or five times a season. They don't happen that often. So out of 12 shows, maybe there's three or four or five title fights. And Bellator just has, like, maybe if you're lucky, 7 to 10 title fights in an entire year. It just doesn't happen very often. So, you know, that beginning of the Ultimate Fighter competes against Bellator because Bellator always carries till about 10:15, 10:30. You know, so half of the Ultimate Fighter is competing directly against Bellator.
Yeah, I'm just still, you know, Bellator does have great fights. They do. They have these guys that not too many know of, but especially now we're trying to get some guys from, like, Brazil that are knockout artists, and they do a phenomenal job there. We've seen them down here in South Florida several times when they come to the Hard Rock, at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. But that's the latest, and it really caught me off guard when they said that, you know, Bellator... viewership increases compared to FX. And I looked at the number, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? So, they just got to do something with that. I still don't know. Now, when Bellator goes on Spike next year, that's going to be interesting because Spike has a lot more, it reaches more households compared to MTV2. And they're going to have a reality show, too.
Yeah, and I'm curious about that reality show because they just came out this week saying that they're not going to copy The Ultimate Fighter. They're going to try to do something different. But, I mean, how different can they make it, you know? I mean, that's the thing. And we got to look at what day of the week these things are going to be on because that's going to make a big difference as well.
And not only that, they apparently have this big producer on this reality show. So it's going to be interesting to see what exactly... Are they going to have some sort of, the race game or whatever, Survivor? Are they going to do it similar to that? To what point are you going to do? You don't want to have, like, a cheesy program either.
Yeah, I have no idea how they're going to go about this, and I don't know how, I don't believe it can be that successful, but we'll see. I mean, because the Ultimate Fighter is struggling, I mean, how well is whatever Bellator's reality show going to be? You know, I mean, I don't see how it could be that great, especially since, you know, the UFC usually takes the top cream of the crop prospects into the Ultimate Fighter. So is Bellator just going to have, like, rags, you know, guys who aren't that good on there? So they can, like, what are they going to do? That the winner of the reality show gets a slot in the tournament? I mean, is that what they're going to do? Yeah, I mean, will the winner of the reality show get an immediate title shot? I mean, how does that work?
Right. All right, let's take this phone call. I think he was one of our guests. All right, Carl, you're on the air. This is Charles? Hello? Hello? Look, you hear us out there? Hello? There's a problem there with the phone there, game. Hello, you're on the air, the Roman Show.
Hello, yeah, this is Sebastian Angel.
Hey, Angel, it's Sebastian. How are you, my man?
Pretty good, man. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling in, Sebastian. I really appreciate it. Hey, you have a fight on Friday night. Now, tell us about this, because this is an interesting subject, because you're joined here by your host, Rodolfo Roman, myself, and my co-host, Guillermo Garcia. Here's an interesting fact about Sebastian. You basically were given a fight this week, right?
Yeah, actually, today. Today,
wow.
Real short notice. The CFA, they had this guy named Patrick that they wanted me to face. I said, sure, I'll take it. You know, I'm really glad that the CFA actually wanted me to come on and fight on the show. I've always wanted to fight for them for a while, so it's an honor. But I feel very confident about it. I heard the guy's a wrestler. I'm a wrestler as well. I'm good at stand up, and my jiu-jitsu is phenomenal, so it's going to be a good fight. Definitely planning
and
on putting on a good show.
Now, there is also some questioning about that when fighters take fights on the spot. But are you prepared? I understand that you fought last year, and you have a nice record of 2-0. You fought last year. So have you been training for a fight? Are you ready? How are you going to come into this fight come Friday night at CFA 6 and in Coral Gables?
Oh, I'm definitely ready. You know, I always stay prepared. You never know when an opportunity like this can come by, so you got to train hard, and that's one thing I do. My conditioning is out the roof. I'm well prepared. In fact, I'm even stronger. Some of my tools have been sharpened, and I'm ready for the fight, whatever comes my way.
Now, in your amateur career, you were 5-0, and your past two victories were all submission.
Actually, in my amateur career, I don't mean to correct you, I was 7-0. I submitted 6 of my opponents, and I submitted 5 of my opponents, knocked out one of them, and the other one was by unanimous decision against Brown Belt, Gracie Brown Belt. In jiu-jitsu, so I took that one pretty good. And then my pro record is 2-0, obviously. And both of those fights I finished by submission.
Right. So now on this Friday, like you said, you're fighting another wrestler, and you yourself are a wrestler. But you say you're going to be standing up with the guy.
Oh, of course. I definitely want to stand up with this guy, give more of a show. I'm all about putting on exciting shows for the crowd. That's what I'm about. You know, I like to bang. I got a tough chin, I feel, and I hit hard. So, but if it goes down to the ground, I'm definitely more than comfortable being on the ground. But I plan on keeping this fight standing up, looking for a knockout.
Sebastian?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we hear you there. Well, that's great stuff, man. We look forward to seeing you in action this Friday night. Kudos to you. Again, you took this fight today. You're ready for action. And now, what camp are you training at right now, currently?
I train at Banks MMA, located in Tampa, Florida.
Banks MMA, wow, impressive stuff out there. So, we wish you a lot of luck. Come this Friday night at CFA number 6 in Coral Gables. We expect you and Patrick will definitely have a phenomenal fight. Now, you have a Twitter, you have a Facebook where people can follow all the action about you?
Oh, yes, definitely. They can follow me at Sebastian_MMA. And then I got a fan page on Facebook that's Sebastian the Wolverine Angel.
Awesome, Sebastian. Well, thanks so much, man. Again, Cash Sebastian Angel against Patrick Williams here in Coral Gables, Florida, part of CFA number 6. And if you're not in Florida, well, you can catch it on CFAfights.com. You can see all the action there. Sebastian, thanks so much, my man, and good luck. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, my man.
All right, take care.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, my man. Good night.
All right, good night.
You know, that's a very good question, Guillermo, because we see a lot of this stuff, not too much, obviously, in the UFC, but we do see it most of the times in local regional promotions when fighters take the fights on the spot. Some guys take it because the fight is a fight, right? But other guys are more hesitant because at the end of the day, it is a career, and they don't want to mess up the record. What are your thoughts on that, Guillermo?
Well, I mean, you know, it's different when it's a short-notice fight once you're an established fighter who's had a lot of success, you know, been a champion before, been on a good winning streak. But it's different when you're just trying to break into it. If you got an opportunity to be in a major promotion, you got to take that opportunity. Even if you lose the promotion, the promoter is very happy that you did them a favor and helped the show be more successful and exciting. Because if there wasn't guys like him, you know, cards might only have 6 fights instead of 10, you know, because guys pull out due to injury and all this other stuff. But if you have a chance to break into the UFC, are you going to tell them no because you're afraid you might lose? Of course not. You know, same thing goes when you're starting out. If you have a chance to be in a top promotion locally here like CFA, which has led people like Yoslandi Izquierdo to get into the UFC, you take that opportunity. Maybe you get into a $20,000 tournament. Maybe you win that. Maybe you end up in the UFC. It's worth the risk because what's the worst that happens? You go back to the regional scene, you know, at least it's worth the shot. You know, when you're talking about the little, I mean, this is pretty much the little league compared to the UFC. I mean, what's he going from? Making a couple hundred a fight to making 500, 1,000 a fight now? I think it's worth it. You know, if you lose, what, you go back to making 200, 300 a fight? I mean, that's not that big of a loss. You know, it'll be a good experience either way, and he'll learn. You know, even if he loses, if he wins, and great, you know, that's a real good start to your career. He'll probably get a longer contract with CFA, maybe get into that $20,000 tournament, try to change his life. You know, it's definitely worth it. If you're an established fighter, though, it's risky. You know, we saw Lyoto Machida turn down a shot against Rashad Evans because it is risky, you know.
Right.
Because you're an established fighter. But when you're trying to break in, I mean, it could go badly. It usually does go badly, you know. But if you can win in that situation, that really impresses the promoters. Like, for example, in the UFC, Brian Ebersol came in as a late replacement, 37 years old, been fighting for like 12 years, and not gotten a shot at the big time. Took a last-minute fight against Chris Lytle and beat Chris Lytle, who was an established star. Now he's in the UFC. He's in very good contractual situation, having won 3 fights in a row. He may be 3-4 fights away from a title shot now. And had he not taken that opportunity, he may never have fought in the UFC. So, you know, it's definitely worth it in this situation.
Yeah, that's not about that. All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with more mixed martial arts action here.
Hey, this is Jacob Sisteran here. And if you guys really want to listen to some good talk, listen to The Roman Show.
For Florida MMA news and events, there's only one place to get your info from, MMAtothemax.net. From where to see the big fight to where is the next major event can all be found on the Sunshine State's number one source for MMA and grappling events, MMAtothemax.net. Don't click anywhere else and pump up the volume. You are listening to The Roman Show. AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
What's up, this your boy Kimo Slice, and if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Aroma. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right, you'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Aroma. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.
Mike Brown, former WBC champ, and keep watching Rodolfo Roman.
All right, we're back here with more mixed martial arts talk action on The Roman Show, and we have Carter on the line. Carter, you're on the air on The Roman Show. Hello? Hello? I'm having some problems here, Jim. Hello, you're on the air on The Roman Show. I guess I'm done. Well, hey, and if you're following us out there in the chat room, make sure you talk to us if you have any questions or any suggestions, or if you want to join in on the fun and the conversation, just make sure you write down your opinion. Follow the action on Twitter at RomanDH or hashtag RomanShow, as we have devoted the entire hour and change to mixed martial arts talk. As this Saturday, before the commercial break, and soon Aaron of countermove.com will be calling in to join in the Roman Show. Talk about the Roman Show tourney in countermove.com. You mentioned, here we go, he's calling back again. Carter, you're on the end of the Roman Show.
This is Aaron from Countermove.
Hey, Kat, hey, how are you, Aaron? Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So we were talking, Aaron, about the most electrifying, most exciting tournament of them all, the Roman Tourney on ConnorMove.com. I'm psyched. I'm pumped, man. Tell the people what they have to do to bet and have some fun.
Well, the Roman show's got, yes, got his own tournament on ConnorMove, and it's $150 prize pool, $5 entry fee, and test your knowledge for UFC 145 and see if you can beat other people from the Roman show. And it should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that tournament.
That is so awesome. You can win $150 bucks at ConnorMove.com. I get to put it at $5. Guillermo, I'm telling you, I'm going to win that pool, man. $150 bucks if you join the Roman show tourney and ConnorMove.com. And this is for the Rashad Evans and John Jones tournament. Now, Aaron, explain to the people listening to the show exactly what they have to do so they can go ahead and be aware of it.
Well, all you have to do is go to ConnorMove. You'll see on the first page, I have it set up, so it's on the first page. You look for the Roman show tourney, and you just click on that link and enter your picks, and it's as easy as that. It's just go to ConnorMove.com, ConnorMove with a K, and just look for it on the first page there, and it should be right there, and just click and enter, and you know, and hopefully you'll win.
$150, you can't go wrong with that, and you can bet on any of these guys, a $5 entry. I see some people already playing there. Some people have listed your names already.
Oh, yeah, I think we already got a bunch of people in the tournament already. So, yeah, I recommend getting in there fast, as it definitely will fill up.
Is there a max there, Aaron, or?
Yeah, I think we cut it off at 33 people. And then if you're not in the first 33, then, yeah, you just have to wait till next time to get into the game. I suspect that will be filled up by early next week. It should be filled.
There you go. So join the fun guys, ConnorMove.com, the Roman Show tourney right now, man. Join in on the fun, and this is for the upcoming pay-per-view. You could win $150. I want to thank you, Aaron, for allowing us to join your wife, because it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, I'm not...
Oh, yeah, no, it's my pleasure.
You know, I'm not a big picky guy, but I'm looking forward to playing with this stuff. So, you know, this pay-per-view, if I start smashing some tables or some silverware, I have a good reason to do so this time around. So there it is, guys. Thank you so very much, Aaron, for calling in. And that's ConnorMove.com with a K. And join in the Roman Show Tourney right now. Shoot the heck. Go on right now. Don't even waste any time. ConnorMove.com. Aaron, thank you so much. And we'll have you next week to announce the winner of this Saturday's tournament.
Yep. No, it's not this Saturday. It's the next Saturday. But yes.
No, but you have one for UFC on Fuel.
Oh yes, we do. We do have tournaments for UFC on Fuel, so you can go down and play that as well.
Exactly. So join in on the fun there. You can start playing with some more cash this Saturday. So let's announce the winner for next week here, Eric, and then we'll get ready to go for the Roman Show tourney.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Right. Thanks so much, Aaron. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. All right, so as you heard it, guys, there's a cap there, 33 people only so far. There's just a few spots left. So you got to head on over to ConnorMove.com, and $5, and you can win $150. As soon as we're done with the show, I'm playing. I don't know about you, Guillermo.
Yeah, I'll get on there. The only way you're going to beat me is if you destroy every computer I could ever log in on, because if I get on there, you're going to lose.
$150, man. I can use it for that trip we got coming this week.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to buy Roman lunch, bro. He beat me in the damn, jiu-jitsu match, and I owe him.
Yeah, that's right. Now, prior to this, we were talking about the UFC fame. We were talking about Yoslandi Izquierdo, who's gonna make his debut in the UFC on Fuel 2 this Saturday. And that will be on Fuel TV, so make sure that you check that out. It's going to be led by Leonard Gustafson versus Thiago Silva. That's the main event. And Thiago Silva actually trains down here in South Florida, America's top team, the Rao.
is actually the head trainer there. And he had been suspended for a year, so this is his first time to come back. But before we touch base on the main event, I want to talk about Islam Izquierdo, who was the former CFA lightweight champion. He's going to be fighting Reza Magadi, who will also make his debut. Nonetheless, we can just automatically tell you right now that Ross is going to have the home crowd for home advantage, or home court advantage, because you're going to be playing hundreds of miles from Florida all the way to Sweden. But Yolandi is one of those guys that's going to be representing the Latin community. As far as I'm concerned, he is the first full-blooded Cuban in the UFC, Guillermo. And we had him here a few weeks ago, and now he mentioned that he got involved in mixed martial arts after people from the United States would bring CDs or tapes of mixed martial arts, and that's how he got and fell in love. Now, what can you expect from Islandi against Reza?
It's going to be a tough match for Islandi. You know, he's going to have all the bright lights shining in his face, and he's going to have a lot of pressure. He would have traveled, you know, thousands of miles to get down there. He might have a tough weight cut because the facilities and the foods they need to make the weight cut may not be available to him. The guy he's facing, Reza Magadi, that guy has beaten some really, really notable names like Rich Clemente and some others. So this will not be an easy match for Yoslandi. He's actually an underdog in this fight. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm rooting for him, but on an experience level, this guy is, Magadi is way ahead of him in experience. So hopefully Yoslandi can pull this out.
And not only that, you have to consider the time difference, the elevation. A lot of factors for Islandi, but just like you said, we wish him the best of luck, and he's going to be representing South Florida over there in Sweden. And who would have thought, man? I mean, just like you said, the bright lights on this guy all the way in Sweden, and everyone will be watching it. What, start time at 3 p.m. on Fuel, Guillermo?
Yeah, it starts at 3 p.m. on Fuel. So, you know, I mean, how used to fighting at 3 p.m. is he? You know, because that's what it's going to be like for him. He's not going to – it's not going to feel like 9 p.m. to him over there. It's going to feel more like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So hopefully he's had a chance to get over there early and adjust to the time difference. And hopefully he doesn't get too nervous and just fights the fight that he needs to fight to win the fight, you know. So we'll see.
It'd be interesting to find out if he had changed his sleeping regimen, you know, just to adjust himself. But we'll be sure that we'll have him after his fight. And, again, best of luck. And actually, his fight will be seen on Facebook. He's part of a preliminary card. So he will be in action on Facebook. You can see Islandi Izquierdo versus Reza Magadi this Saturday. And again, that's 3 p.m. time. They're going to be showing it on Fuel TV. But, you know, I thought that the UFC was going to show all of the fights on Facebook. That's not the case yet.
No, it appears that any time that it shows on FX, the preliminary cards on Fuel. Anytime a card's on Fox, the preliminary cards are either on FX or Fuel. But whenever a card's on Fuel, it looks like Facebook is where the prelims are, you know? So that's what seems to be happening. And it's more fights than we used to get, at least, you know? But
yeah,
it's not an ideal situation. I'd love to see all the fights. That way we could see all the new prospects and see who's up and coming.
Yeah, it's always fun to see that. All right, so the main event, Alexander Gustafsson versus Thiago Silva. Will we see some ring rust from Silva, Guillermo?
Definitely possible, but this is not the first time he's come back from a long layoff. So in his past fights, when he's come back from a long layoff, he's performed very well. He's definitely very aggressive, but he's been, like, on and off for a while now. You know, he was on a heck of a roll, started out 13-0, and then he lost to Lyoto Machida. Then he came back and beat Keith Jardine by knockout in the first round. Then he lost a very close fight to Rashad Evans. And then he came back and appeared to have beaten, his opponent, Brandon Vera. But then it got overturned because of the positive. So now we'll see what happens. This win, because if he loses, he could be very close to the firing line. I'm not saying he will get fired, but he's going to definitely be getting close there.
And the co-main event is Alexis Sakara versus Brian Stan. Now, Sakara once pondered retirement after several injuries, but he's back at it again. Your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, this fight's pretty clear cut for me. Brian Stans should win because Alexis Sakara is not very good on the ground. If he gets taken down, Stans should be able to do what he wants with him, pound him as much as he wants. And even if it stays standing, I say they're about equal standing, but the real difference comes in not in the standing technique, but that Brian Stans has more power than Alessio Sakara, and Sakara's a very questionable chin, whereas Brian Stans got a very good chin. So even if Stans gets blasted, he should be able to take it and fire back, and Sakara won't take those punches as well. And Sakara's coming off a long layoff himself, and he's coming off a lot of bad injuries, so I don't know how well he's going to do here, but he said that if there had been more injuries leading up to this fight, that he might have had to retire.
And now we also have Fiyar Bahadurzada versus Paulo Thiago. Wow, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, no, this is a big fight. That fight right there, Bahadurzada, you know, he's been a top guy in the Japan circuit, you know, for a long time, and a lot of people have wondered how good is this guy really, you know. So now we're going to get to find out the answer to that. But he's got a very, very tough fight here. He's fighting Thiago, right, Paulo Thiago? So, you know, Thiago's got a lot of experience against a lot of top guys. He may not have won all those fights, but he has not been finished by any of these top guys. He's beaten Josh Koscheck. He's beaten a bunch of these other guys. His losses are against very respectable opponents, such as Martin Kampman, Diego Sanchez, John Fitch. There's nothing to be ashamed of, especially if you take those guys to a decision. So, you know, I don't know how well Bahadurzada is going to do, but, you know, if he can get a win over Thiago, that'd be a big, big calling card for him to get bigger fights.
Also, Diego Nunes versus Dennis Silva on the card. Demarcus Johnson versus John McGuire. Demasio Page versus Brad Pickett. Also, the preliminary card, Papi Abadi versus James Head. Tom DeBlast versus Terrell Diabet. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Francis Carmont versus Magnus Findenblad. And, of course, as you mentioned, it was Landi versus Reza Madadi. And Simon Thorsen versus Bassam Youssef. And Jason Young versus Eric Wisely. That's the rest of the card scheduled for this Saturday with the preliminary card taking place on Facebook. And the actual card on Fuel TV. You got to check your local listings there for channel number and time start. Let's bring in Craig here real quickly. We have something to say about Yoslandi. Craig.
Yo, here's the question. We all know Yoslandi. He's gonna go out there and he's gonna take this fight in the UFC this coming weekend. And you know, I guess you guys were talking about some elevation and time zones. Where is this fight being held again, guys?
Sweden.
It's going to be held in Sweden, so it's going to be outside the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Great. Be a good opportunity to show his skills outside the country and what he's really all about. You know, at the end of the day, the guy's a fighter, and you know, I don't think, you know, regardless of elevation or whatnot, you know, I'm sure the guy's smart enough. He's gonna get there early enough to acclimate to the time zone and acclimate to the climate and try to get his body, you know, in tune. And hopefully, he's been training in such an environment to get himself ready for the show. If I'm sure, like any good fighter, knowing where they're going, they're gonna find a way to train in, you know, in some kind of an environment that replicates that. But here's my question. You know, the guy, he's out of the CFA. I mean, whatever came of this, the CFA, the owner of CFA, what is it that, I mean, you know, everything was so hush-hush and it was such an issue a while back. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, does this kid walk away from the CFA clean and you know, how is it on paper here at this point for this kid? I mean, has he got any opportunity, or is this guy still leeching off of him?
Well, we don't know yet. We haven't heard a correct statement yet from both sides, but all we can say, too, is the fact that he is gone. So Nothing has been put out there on the record yet or publicly as far as both sides, what agreement they came out to. But yes, we do remember that it was an issue with his former promotion as far as getting some of the purse from his contract with the UFC and giving some money back to the company, as the promotion has stated that they had invested in him. And it was only fair that the fighter only returned some of the money that they had invested in him. But, again, nothing has been put out there publicly. I guess we still await. We still await some information about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what has been disclosed about what kind of purse that he's going to be able to make in this UFC fight, this debut? Has anything been released on that to see, you know, if he's going to actually be able to walk away with some good coin, or what's going on with that?
Well, you have to remember the UFC is a private-owned company, and they have no obligation to release the amount of pay that these fighters make. I'm sure that you caught that piece they had on ESPN about how much they paid these fighters. And they had Lorenzo Fertitta and Dana White talk about this stuff, that some of the new guys, they get paid around, what, $8,000, $10,000, Guillermo, if I'm correct? And it all varies.
The lowest paid guys get paid $3,000 to show up and $3,000 if they win. Those are the lowest paid guys. Any guy that comes out of the Ultimate Fighter, for example, gets paid $8,000 to show up and $8,000 to win. And then the winner of the Ultimate Fighter usually gets $20 to show up and $20 if he wins. Usually is how it works. So it just depends. You know, every guy depends on his star power, depends on how famous he is, it depends on how big of a prospect he is. But if he's just some desperate guy who's coming out of the regional promotions, usually it's 3-6 or 4-8 is usually what they get.
Mm-hmm. And again, since they are a private entity, they have no obligation to put it out there publicly. And if you haven't seen that piece yet, then I welcome you to just go on YouTube and you can see it for yourself, that Dana White was actually not that happy about it. And he put out the entire interview of ESPN because he thought that they weren't fair with them. But there you have it. You know, not too much in depth has gone into the whole issue with the management of Iván Izquierdo and his former promotion. But that's pretty much what we know of, Craig.
Now, his former promotion here, whatnot. Now, has Dana White actually, have you guys heard him comment on the transaction that he had to make with these clowns, or what?
Not at all. I mean, once you're there, pretty much anything that happened in the past is not really put out there on the record. You know, it's just, hey, you know, what can you bring to the table? You're in the big league now. Nothing has been stated. Nothing has been stated. So it's just a matter of time. So we'll see. But again, we wish Randy a lot of luck out there, and I hope he represents South Florida in a good, proper way, because the kid deserves it. He's a hardworking guy, and we saw here in TFA that he did a good job in winning the belt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Craig. Thanks so much for listening, my man.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, Gabe, let's have one more caller here before we head home and start getting ready for this weekend's fight. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Well, I think you are. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello. I was wondering what happened to Stephen Cage.
That's the wrong show, man. That is the wrong show. And you no longer
I caught the wrong show because it's good, man. That douchebag left, man. He's, damn, man. I can't believe how you guys kept him that long, man. Thanks God he left. But regardless, man, keep up with the MMA. I love it, man. Keep it up, man. CFA rules, man. Holla. Take care.
Thanks. I didn't know a guy with such heavy, thick accent says holla. How about you, Guillermo?
we get all sorts of people on our show, man. Everybody loves MMA. It doesn't matter where you're from or what your background is. You know, fighting, everybody understands fighting. They know what the objective is. You don't need, it doesn't matter where you're from. Fighting makes sense to everybody.
Well, that's pretty much we have until we have this program. We hope you've enjoyed it. Catch us next Wednesday as we will have some more guests on this program. We'll make sure we announce you the fact that 2 years. But, you know, one final note I want to make sure that before we leave, Thiago Alves received a an unexpected loss out of that fight when he lost but just a few 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes to go in the fight. He got submitted. Now, he ended up firing his jiu-jitsu coach. Did you end up catching that news, Daryl?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I
don't really say it's a jiu-jitsu issue, but it is a strategy issue. But he said that the problem was not really over the jiu-jitsu. It was more that the guy cared more about himself than about Thiago. If you read, the guy was betting on Thiago, and after Thiago lost, he wasn't saying, oh, I'm so sorry you lost and I gave you bad advice. He's like, damn it, I just lost 10 grand betting on you. That's what he said. I'm like, really? All you care about is the money you lost because you bet on me, and you don't care whether, that you gave me bad advice and that you cost me the fight and this could have an adverse effect on my career, which could cost me $100,000? You know what I mean? Come on.
He's a funny guy. He has a good sense of humor. In fact, the next day, he was actually saying that he lives happy and that he was eating all this stuff, so... You gotta love it. You gotta love his enthusiasm, despite the fact that he lost.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's always gonna be a main card kind of guy. He's gonna get paid good money. You know, he's a notable name. He gets people to buy the pay per view just like anybody else. But his days of being a top welterweight are over. He's never gonna challenge for a title again the way he's going right now.
Yeah, he definitely needs to do some shape up there. And, guys, we're getting some pictures here of Yolanda Izquierdo working out in a gym over there in Sweden. The guy is looking good in shape, so it seems like he's prepared, man. So none of this stuff that as far as the time difference or the elevation, I don't think it's going to be that much of a big difference. So, again, good luck there to Yolanda Izquierdo. Guys, we will be out there at CFA Fights number 6 this Friday. Make sure you look for the banner if you're there. Take a picture with the banner and tweet it to us at RomanDH. We're also going to be giving away some flyers you can take home and, you know, just a little memento there that you can remember about the program. And, guys, head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove with a K. $5 will get you in the Roman Show tournament. Only 33 spots left. So make sure you head over right now. Don't be the last one. And don't be calling me later, oh, gosh, I want to be a part of it, but, you know, it's going to be your fault for joining in too late. $5, you win $150, and this will be for the Rashad Evans and John Jones. Guillermo, if I punch you in the face because I won $150, because I lose $150, don't get mad at me.
Shoot, I won't be mad. You're just going to have to pay for my medical surgery and all that other stuff. It's just a bit more on top of the $150 I'm going to get anyway.
All right, man. You find a spot for the show tonight.
Yeah, man. Really looking forward to finally getting some MMA back, man. It's been too long. You know, now we got a whole bunch of MMA coming up here. Got CFA this weekend on Friday. Got the UFC this Saturday. Got some more UFC the following weekend. Some more UFC a couple weeks after that. You know, there's a lot of stuff coming up. Ultimate Fighter every Friday. Bellator every Friday. You know, it's a good time to be an MMA fan.
It's about time, man. All right, guys. Join us next Wednesday. Same time. Same website. LawTalkRadio.com/RodolphoRoman. If you missed all the action, head on over to RodolphoRoman.com. The entire episode will be up shortly at RodolphoRoman.com. Guys, good night. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 p.m.